business.
Gyms. Barbell effect. Customers want either luxury or thrift.
In May, Equinox, a luxury gym, launched a membership that costs $40,000 per year, half the median household income in America, where the chain is based. The plan includes blood tests, a sleep coach and a nutritionist, as well as access to the group's swanky clubs. Julia Klim of Equinox explains why people pay. You can buy a Chanel bag every year, but health and looking well is the ultimate luxury symbol. Analysts proclaimed the death of the gym during the COVID-19 pandemic, when fitness centres shut and people got used to online workouts with a towel in place of a yoga mat and a couple of bottles of Pinot Noir for weights. Customers signed up for at-home alternatives such as Peloton, a maker of high-tech exercise bikes, which hit a value of almost $50 billion in January 2021. But since March 2021, footfall at gyms across America has been growing, according to Placer AI, a location analytics firm. The global market for physical activity, including everything from apparel to equipment, will grow by 8% a year in 2023-27, forecasts the Global Wellness Institute, a non-profit group. Peloton's value has fallen by 96%. As Fritz Landmann, head of ClassPass, an exercise subscription firm, puts it, there's nothing that replicates that in-person experience yet. Industry watchers have spotted a barbell effect, where mid-range gyms are losing out. PwC, a consultancy, says the budget segment has doubled its share of Britain's fitness industry in the past decade to almost a fifth of the private market. Will Orr, head of the gym group, a low-cost chain, compares gyms to airlines. People buy into that no-frills proposition, he says. The rich still want frills, however, so luxury gyms are also thriving. The pandemic got wealthy folk worrying about their health. Wearable devices now tell them how well they sleep or respond to sugar, creating new nudges to work out. In a survey by MindBody, which makes fitness software, in 2021 most Americans said they exercised to control weight. In 2023, most said it was to live a long, healthy life. The buzzword in the industry is wellness. Third Space, a high-end gym group in London, is installing cold plunges, cryotherapy chambers, and red light therapy rooms. 5 years ago, if you asked somebody why they use the sauna, they would have said, "It feels quite nice," says its boss Colin Waggett. Now they talk about recovery, sleep, and mental well-being. Gyms now face a test. A new generation of slimming drugs such as semaglutide are selling fast. Bloomberg, a data provider, reckons worldwide sales will reach $94 billion in 2030. Why sweat away in the gym? Mr. Waggett argues that slimming drugs can cause users to lose muscle as well as fat. Shedding weight also inspires people to tone up, he believes. It gives them a catalyst for change, he says. There is another reason to hit the gym. As youngsters battle loneliness, gyms are hosting socials. At Equinox, Friday evenings are a new peak time. The gym is the new happy hour, the new dating place, the new connector, says Ms. Klim. Would a $40,000 membership be worth it if you left the gym fitter, calmer, and with a date?